Today's Bible lesson on the pastor's study is entitled The Reward of Personal Choice. The Reward of Personal Choice. And we'll be in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. But before we begin our lesson today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. Father, we ask your blessing upon the lesson today. We pray that you would strengthen and encourage the saint of God listening today. And if there's a lost soul listening today, I pray that they would come to realize their lost condition and need of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, believing that Christ died, he died for their sins, according to the scripture, was buried, and rose again the third day, to pay for all their sins, past, present, and future, and secure them a home in heaven. And Father, we just pray today that you would have your will and your way in our lesson. And we ask all of this in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen. The reward of personal choice. Let's turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, and we'll begin reading together in verse 27 down to verse 23. Some of you listening today, I'm sure, are very familiar with this passage of Scripture. Luke 23, verse 27, "And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For, behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountain, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a subscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering, rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. My dear listeners, life is about personal choice. The choices that you and I make. You see, God did not make robots. He made men with free will. The sad fact is many of our decisions are made without consideration of their consequences. The text that we just read identifies the reward three men received for their personal choices. Let us note, number one, one man chose to die in his sin. One man chose to die in his sin. Look at verse 39 with me. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." We see by his words that this malefactor, this thief, this man, he was unrepentant. He was not willing to take responsibility for his sin. Amen. Turn to Proverbs chapter 28 with me. Proverbs chapter 28. In Proverbs chapter 28, look at verse 13 with me. This is what the words of God have to say. He that covereth his sin. And that's exactly what this unrepentant thief did. He covered his sins. Notice the results of those that cover their sins. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Thank God the verse does not end there, amen. The rest of the verse has this to say, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. And we'll see that the second thief there, there were two thieves, one on Jesus Christ was in the middle on one cross, and on either side there was a thief or a malefactor. The second malefactor we see, he will confess and forsake his sin and he'll have mercy. We'll see that in just a moment. See, instead of taking responsibility for his sin, this man chose instead, he sought escape to continue in sin. He was dying as he lived, without hope, and with the wrath of Almighty God abiding on him. Notice with me in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 36. The words of Almighty God say this: He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. See, everyone who does not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the wrath of God will abide on that individual for time and eternity. Amen. But those that believe on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for salvation will have everlasting life. You see, this man who chose, this one man who chose to die in his sin, his sin had separated himself from Jesus. Turn with me to the prophet Isaiah, if you would. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 59 And look with me in Isaiah 59, verse number 2. The words of God say this: "But your iniquities has separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you, and he will not hear." So this one man who chose to die in his sin has separated himself from the Lord, from Jesus Christ. See? And that's what happens with each individual who refuses to take responsibility of their sin, repent of their sin. The wrath of God will continue to abide on that individual, and their sins and iniquity will separate that individual from Almighty God. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, the words of Almighty God say, "The soul that sinneth shall die." It's going to happen. See, this one man who chose to die in his sin, he would face judgment alone. That's right. In his reward, what is his reward? Well, Romans chapter 6, verse 23 tells us clearly, "For the wages of sin is death." This one man who chose to die in his sin, he is reaping right now and for all eternity what he sowed: eternal torment in a place called hell, prepared for the devils, for the devil and his angels. Amen. Look in Revelation chapter 21. In Revelation chapter 21, I want us to look together at verse number 8. The words of God, Almighty God, say in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Let's move on to the second man. We saw that one man chose to die in his sins. But we see the second thief, the second malefactor, this one man chose to die to his sins. Going back there to Luke chapter 23, beginning in verse number 40, the words of Almighty God have this to say: "But the other answering rebuked him, saying," so this other man, this other malefactor, rebuked the one that just railed on Christ. And he said, "But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" Verse 41, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Where we saw the previous man was unrepentant, this man was penitent. He confessed his sin. In verse 41, we read, "And we indeed justly, for we deserve the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss." See, this particular thief, he was penitent. He said that he and the other thief deserved to be where they were right now, because they had received the punishment, the reward that was due them for what they had done. On the other hand, as he looked at Jesus and he said, but this man, referring to Jesus, has done nothing amiss. He does not deserve to be up here. Amen. See? Because he's done nothing amiss. He's done nothing wrong. Amen. And then we see that this individual, this man who chose to die to his sin, he claimed that Jesus was who he claimed to be in verse 42. In verse 42, we read this. And he said unto Jesus, Lord. That's very important. You know, when your modern versions, English translations, they remove the word Lord. They take away the deity of Jesus Christ. But this thief, this one man who chose to die to his sin, calls him and recognizes who Jesus is and claims to be Lord. He called Jesus Lord. Amen. Very important. And notice in verse 42, he only asked to be remembered by Jesus. He only asked to be remembered. Well, this individual here who chose to die to his sin was rewarded. Was rewarded for his decision in verse 43. Notice what Jesus says to him. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. These whose iniquities are forgiven and sins forgiven and not imputed are blessed. Notice with me, if you would turn with me to the book of Romans for a moment, chapter 4. In Romans chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, the words of God say this, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. See, this thief's sins were forgiven, and he was blessed. His sins, Jesus Christ took his sins and the sin of all mankind upon him. And because this man who chose to die to sin called upon the Lord, called him Lord, his reward was and is today and always will be eternity in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said to him, Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And he's been with him ever since. Notice with me, if you would turn to 2 Corinthians with me, if you would, in chapter number 5, verse 8. The words of God say this, We are confident, I say. You know, when somebody is confident about a thing, they're sure about it, 100%. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Just like this thief. Amen. Who believed on the Lord, who believed Jesus was who we claim to be, Lord. Amen. Because of that, he's been in the presence of the Lord ever since and always will be. And my friends listening today, if you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you too, when we're absent from the body, we will be present with the Lord for time and eternity when we leave this earth. Amen. Let's look at the third man on that cross. The one man chose, we see, to die for sin. We saw one man chose to die in his sin. We saw one man chose to die to his sin. And then one man chose to die for sin. Jesus prayed that this cup might pass from him, but was obedient to the will of the Father. Look with me, if you would, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. In Matthew 26, verse 39, the words of God say this: "And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." And of course, I believe the cup that he wanted to pass was not the crucifixion, was not his death, but the fact that at some point while Christ was up on that cross, that he was going to forsake him and pour out his wrath on sin, that Jesus Christ was going to become sin. Amen. We know that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, on the cross. We're reminded of that in the book of 1 Peter, if you'll turn there with me, in 1 Peter. And in 1 Peter, we want to look at chapter 2 and verse 24. 1 Peter, chapter 2 and verse 24, the words of Almighty God say this: "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Healed of your sin problem, my friend. See? You see, Jesus Christ was made sin for us. Amen. We're reminded of that in the book of 2 Corinthians, if you'll turn there with me. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 21. The words of God have this to say: "Who he," meaning God the Father, "hath made him," God the Son, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin." Jesus Christ was sinless. And the reason God the Father made his Son sin for us is that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We've been made the righteousness of God because of Christ. Because he was made sin for us who knew no sin. You and I are righteous, not based on anything that we have done, but solely based on Christ's work at Calvary. You see, God sent his Son to be a propitiation or a payment for our sins. Someone had to pay for our sins. Amen. Either ourselves, if we die not believing on Christ, or Christ did it here. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25, "Whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. We receive that payment, God's Son, for our sins. How? Through faith. Faith in his shed blood. Faith, and it's only his shed blood and nothing else that pays for our sins. It makes us righteous and justified in the presence of a holy God. You see, men are redeemed, amen, with the precious blood of Christ. It's the only way. There's no other way. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, the words of God, of Almighty God, have this to say, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, no, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Amen. You see, he has put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Jesus became the first fruits, the resurrection of them that sleep. He was the man, the one man who chose to die for sin. And what was his reward? Well, notice in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, notice what it says here in God's holy word. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5 and following. "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ." This is the mind that you and I as Christians should have. Verse 6, "Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God." He was equal with God. He was God's Son. Despite that, it says, "but made himself of no reputation." See, he had a great reputation when he was in glory with the Father. "But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men," of you and I, the likeness of you and I. "And being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name above, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." That's his reward. See? Today, in our lesson, we have seen three men who made a personal choice. One chose to die in his sin. One chose to die to his sin. And one chose to die for sin. Each one received a reward for his personal choice. One is in the lake of fire for all eternity. One is in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ for all eternity. And one is seated at the right hand of God the Father, waiting to come back to earth. And in that day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, that's going to happen. Either you do it now, my friend, or you'll do it in the very near future. Amen. If you don't do it now, if you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ You'll end up in that lake of fire. It's all the time we have. Till we meet again, may God richly bless you is my prayer, and good day.